It was the year of full spring, and he was 18 again, down from the Eyrie to the Tawny at Harrenhal. He could see the deep green of the grass and smell the pollen on the wind. Warm days and cool nights and the sweet taste of wine. He remembered Brandon's laughter and Robert's berserk valour in the melee, the way he laughed as he unhorsed men left and right. He remembered Jamie Lannister, a golden youth in scaled white armour, kneeling on the grass in front of the king's pavilion and making his vows to protect and defend King Ares. Afterward, Sir Oswald went, helped Jamie to his feet, and the white ball himself, Lord Commander Sir Gerald Hightower, fastened the snowy cloak of the king's guard about his shoulders. All six white swords were there to welcome their newest brother. Yet when the jousting began, the day belonged to Rhaegar Targaryen. The crown prince wore the armour he would die in, gleaming black plate with a three-headed dragon of the house wrought in rubies on the breast. A plume of scarlet silk streamed behind him when he rode, and it seemed no lance could touch him. Brandon fell to him, and Bronze Yon Royce, and even the splendid Sir Arthur Dane, the Sword of the Morning.